Hi, I'm Amal Awad, and welcome to my podcast, Creative Confessionals. I actually had this idea a few weeks back, following the completion of a very difficult project that I was on. And I was thinking, not for the first time, about how mentally challenging it can be to be a creative, especially when your income is so sporadic and, you know, so much of what you do is uncertain. You don't have a lot of certainty until you, I suppose, have really made it. And then even then, a lot of people across creative industries struggle with consistency. You know, that's why we try to make the most of every opportunity that comes our way, and we try to enjoy them. I really wanted to explore that in a podcast. I wanted to speak to people who are in similar positions and get ideas about how they cope. I wanted to identify and talk about the kinds of struggles and challenges we face as creatives across different industries, because I feel like a lot of that information is, it's hit and miss. You don't really have one concentrated place to go. It's sort of like a club or a counselor, sort of, that helps to address the issues you face as a creative. Then we got hit by the coronavirus. And for a moment, I wondered if what I wanted to do was relevant at all, given that so many of us lost upcoming jobs in a moment. Suddenly there was this even graver uncertainty, and it was job threatening. It was completely threatening to our livelihoods overall. A lot of us have been working really hard to complete projects, and some of us have to question how the future is going to affect that, especially given we've come to a grinding halt in so many industries. I know actors who are no longer going to be performing in their plays. Productions have completely been shut down. I hope that this is so temporary that eventually we can just get back to normal, and a lot of us can pick up where we left off, but that's simply not going to be the case for a while. We are looking at probably about 6 months at least of real genuine disruption. And I don't know, I think there's going to be a lot of people who are questioning their role as a creative in this environment. And that actually led me to realize how important this podcast was. It's not that it suddenly became irrelevant. It became more important to me. It became more important to have a meeting place where I could talk about the challenges of being a creative and speak to other creatives about how they're coping with this deeply uncertain environment that we're in right now. This is not a time to abandon your creativity. This is a time to embrace it. Creativity is not a distraction. It's not there to just fill the time. It is going to be your savior. And I know that it's not necessarily going to be the thing that gives you your income, but don't lose your creativity in this process. Let it be the thing that sustains you as much as possible. I know that so many of us have financial instability and troubles right now, and the mental impacts are real, but I really want to offer this space to speak to people who I suppose are not just in a similar position, but have ideas and solutions to how to navigate this uncertain world that we're in. So I hope that you will join me on this. I know that I can't give solutions necessarily that will immediately fix anything, but if you need that shoulder, if you want that place to sort of check in and know that you're not alone and connect to like-minded creatives, I hope that this will be one of those places, a meeting place for us all. So if you do have any ideas about what you want to hear about, please let me know. I am going to be doing some freewheeling things. I have ideas that I had going in that I'm still going to proceed with, but I'm also going to be interviewing people across different industries and speaking to them about well-being and maintaining your mental health, I suppose, during this time. And it's honestly, for so many of us, this is not a brand new idea, the idea of sort of an unstable career, but it is especially harrowing right now. So I hope that this is going to be something that helps a little, if not a lot. And please do contact me through Facebook. I have a writer's page, and it's under my name, Amal Awad, writer. I also have a website, amelawad.com. I will absolutely respond to every DM or message through my website. So thank you for listening, and I hope to connect with you further in the coming months.
You've been listening to Creative Confessionals, a podcast by Amel Awad. Thanks for listening.